Earlier today, the South African Child Gauge for 2019 was released, and it's not a pretty picture. The degree to which children are injured, and injuries are the leading cause of death amongst adolescents, and the number of adolescents who are killed or very seriously injured while walking as pedestrians because they have to go from where they live to where they go to school because there's no scholar transport available, etc., etc., etc. The degree to which climate change is affecting children's health and well-being is another one of the topics in the Children's Gauge. Dr. Vidad Slemming is a senior lecturer in community pediatrics at WITS. Vidad, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Your particular health is in long-term health conditions, and there, I suppose, the prevalence of obesity in children in South Africa increasing the way it has, and being so much more than the global prevalence of obesity, is something that would be very worrying.
Yes, absolutely, John. South Africa is in a, you know, we're facing a multitude of issues for our children these days. You know, as much as survival is increasing, as you know, for the last 20 to 30 years, we've been very much survival-driven, trying to alleviate the effects of HIV and AIDS. And, you know, we're seeing that our mortality rates are decreasing. But at the same time, it's, you know, we've got, like you said, an increasing obesity epidemic amongst children. We've got 1 in 5 children who have some kind of long-term health condition or disability, and that's about 4 million children in South Africa. We've got inequality that's still increasing despite, you know, having some gains in alleviating poverty. And there's a multitude of social stresses that still face our children. So we're faced with, you know, almost this multiplicity of burdens facing our children, both sort of poor world issues and kind of rich world issues. And that really creates a very complex environment for child health and well-being in South Africa today.
Yeah, It's an odd linkage between poverty and obesity, but it's there. The poorer you are, the more poorly you eat, and the more likely you are to become obese.
Yes, so the gauge this year is really focusing on the importance of a life course approach. And within that, saying that the first 1,000 days, the period during pregnancy and until the child's second birthday, is a period of critical importance in terms of brain and physical growth and development. And that's where these biological pathways are set. And if you look at what, you know, how your genes and your environment interacts and the influences that you have in utero during pregnancy, how that it influences your growth, your development, your brain potential, you know, that's where we see that nearly one in five children in South Africa are stunted. And stunting and obesity also has a strong link. So we're seeing stunting in our impoverished communities where children may be stunted and overweight and obese at the same time. And so we're having this kind of combination of, you know, the rising obesity epidemic, but also in the context of poverty and, you know, adversity, which is quite a different phenomenon, I suppose, to some other aspects, other countries or contexts.
Yeah, and quite often when I have this kind of conversation, Vidad, I accept that this is not the sort of situation which can be turned around overnight. So I always ask the question, do we have the right policies in place? Are those policies starting to be implemented to the point where, if not immediately, we can see a turnaround, a reduction in this particular kind of problem in the short term?
So, you know, 10 years ago, we did a gauge on the child on child health. And this year, it's on child and adolescent health, and it says leave no one behind. The difference with this gauge this year is that there's also a strong political will and national commitment. So our Minister of Health said that, you know, they're recognizing that the first 1,000 days in adolescence are critical periods of development to try and address, say, the scourge of obesity and other epidemics that are facing our children. So that for me is a very positive development. You know, it's going to help to strengthen our policies. We are globally committing to, you know, strategies that says we mustn't only focus on survival, but also make sure that children thrive, which means that we focused on growth, we focused on their development potential, and that they go on to have, you know, good educations and employment, essentially. So it's looking at longer-term aspirations for children, which I think is a very positive step in the right direction. So there's a lot of shifts in terms of our thinking around child health and well-being, and also what we can do now to have benefits in the short term, but also how those benefits can accrue in terms of longer-term benefits in health, mental health, economic potential, and also how we may alleviate some of these intergenerational effects of poverty and inequality. So there's a lot of strong shifts in the right direction, John, but there's no, you know, obviously we still have a lot of work to do in terms of realizing this for children in South Africa, but I'm hopeful.
Well, that's good to hear that somebody who is deeply involved is hopeful. Dr. Vidad Slemming, thank you very much indeed. Senior lecturer in community pediatrics at WITS.